Of course, my memories of him are only the last years of his life, whereas I heard many stories about him from early on, and they also were thrilling stories. How he would come out onto the lecture platform full of energy. He would demand that his audiences greet him, rise to his level of energy. He didn't want any sleeping people there. One time, two people got up and started to walk out of a lecture. He said, "Sit down! You're never going to hear another talk like this in your life. Sit down." Very fearfully sat down. But he was very dynamic. He would come out and his first question would be, "How is everybody?" And everybody would answer, "Awake and ready." "How feels everybody?" "Awake and ready." He was only willing to talk to people when they would respond on that level. And that was the way he spoke. He was also, as I've spoken about, he had a very good sense of humor, but always it had a little truth to it, too. There was one time he was going to a lecture and he was dressed in his orange robe, but he didn't always wear that when he was lecturing. I mean, when he wasn't lecturing, just in his daily life. But when he had a lecture or some public function or something, he would always wear his Swami robes. And one time he was on a train, and he was dressed in these Swami robes with his long hair. And this Orthodox minister of some sect, I don't know which one, came up to him very angrily and he said, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And Master said, "Well, yes, of course I do." "Do you accept Jesus Christ as your only Savior?" And Master said, "Well, I accept God as my Savior, and I believe that he has effected his salvation through many masters, not only through Jesus Christ." "Unless you accept Jesus Christ as your only Savior, you will go to hell." And Master looked at him very, of course, the whole carriage was very intrigued by this conversation. So they were all listening intently. And Master, with a gentle smile, said, "Well, I may get there by and by, but my dear friend, you're there already." And everybody in the car laughed, because it was so obvious. If there is a hell in this world, it's the hell of harmful emotions. And he was so full of anger and condemnation and judgment. We have to understand that heaven and hell begin where we are. But he was marvelous in his sense of humor. Often, I don't say it had a barb to it, because it was kindly, but it often had a point to it. One time, somebody was trying to convert him to his church, and Master said, "Well, what about the story of Adam and Eve?" "Absolutely true, I accept it literally." He said, "What about that serpent who talked and told Adam, or told Eve, tempted Eve?" And the man said, "In those days, serpents could talk." And Master, he just took off his hat and bowed to him. He said, "I bow to the temple of ignorance, which I behold before me." But he was marvelous. One time another person was saying that you will go to hell like this. And Master answered him. He said, "Do you have a son?" The man sort of was surprised at this change of subject. And no, the man hadn't said that to Master. He said, "We are all sinners. We are all going to hell." And Master said, "Do you have a son?" And he said, "Yes." He could see, because Master could read people's lives easily, he could see that he had trouble with drinking. And he said, "Does he cause you a little trouble?" The man said, "Yes, he drinks too much. I'm so sad about it." He said, "Well, I have a cure for his drunkenness. Oh, if you can give me a cure, I'll be so grateful." And he said, "Well, when he comes home drunk the next time, do you have an oven?" The man said, "Wait a minute, what are you talking about?" "No, I'm just telling you a cure." "Does it have a big door?" "Yes, it does, but what are you talking about?" He said, "Never mind, I'm just offering you a cure for your son." And he says, "Well, when the next time your son comes home drunk like this, shove him in the oven, close the door." The man said, "Infidel, infidel, how can you dare talk of a father treating his son like that. And Master said, you have that toward your son. Don't you think God has much more love than you, has much more love for you as your son, that he would want to condemn you to eternity in hell for a few mistakes? And the man with this dramatic lesson understood. But Master was always talking about God's forgiveness. He's not a judging God. He brought a new era to religion as well as to society, an era of joy, an era of trust in God. God is on your side. He wants you to come out of delusion. Master brought a new era in religion as well as in all society. I think of him as really the avatar or teacher of this age, because he brought a whole new way of looking at things, and his approach to God was so beautiful. He said, God is on your side. He's your friend. He wants you to come out. He doesn't want you to err. He did create this universe with erring being a very possible future for us, and we do have to go a long time, many incarnations, before we finally find out. But the whole show is so beautiful, and this is what he was emphasizing. God, on the one hand, wants the show to continue, but on the other hand, he hates it because he loves his children, doesn't want them to suffer. And in the end, of course, they realize that there was no suffering. It was all a dream. So his take on religion was all positive. And whatever suffering we go through, he insisted that it's all a dream. And when you wake up from the dream, it all seems unreal. No one who ever found God said, what a scam. They all say it was well worth all the incarnations of suffering for this bliss, this perfect bliss. One of his disciples, she was not so much a disciple as a student, but she was in charge of the church at Hollywood and cleaning it, sort of a housekeeper. And toward the end of her life, when she was dying, she was allowed to linger for 2 weeks. And during those 2 weeks, a friend of mine who was there, this happened again before I was on the scene, but he said, I could see her going through her life and thinking of that desire and this attachment, and I don't need that very much. And her whole countenance became more and more radiant. And at the end of her life, before she gave her last gasp, she said, Swamiji is here. He promised that those who are faithful, he would be there, or one of our other line of masters would be there to receive us into the other world. So all his emphasis was positive.